I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Firefighters race to contain the front lines of two Los Angeles wildfires that burned for the sixth straight day Sunday, taking advantage of a brief respite in hazardous conditions before high winds were expected to fan the flames again this week. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The inferno has been fanned over the course of the week by what are known as the Santa Ana winds, which reached hurricane strength earlier in the week. They eased some on Sunday, allowing firefighters to make headway in containing the blaze. But high winds were expected to return, and Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney warned that the threat was not over.
These winds, combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County very high.
California Governor Gavin Newsom said the fires could be the most devastating natural disaster in U.S. history, quote, in terms of just the costs associated with it. He said at least 24 people have died, and with many more missing, the death toll is expected to rise.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Officials familiar with the talks said Monday that mediators working to secure a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas have made breakthroughs towards a deal overnight. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Three officials said Monday that progress has been made and that the coming days would be critical for ending more than 15 months of fighting that has destabilized the Middle East. They spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the talks. On several occasions over the past year, U.S. officials have said that they were on the verge of reaching a deal, only to have the talks stall. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Months of negotiations led by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar had failed to bring a halt to the fighting, but in recent weeks, the effort gained momentum at a time when the U.S. is preparing to go through a change in its leadership. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar Monday confirmed there had been progress in the talks. This is VOA News.